It's Monday morning, so that means we check in with IPR's Sarah McCammon, who's on assignment with Marketplace for the summer. She's here with me in our Des Moines studios this morning. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Clay.
Now, last week you spent a lot of time covering energy, updates on solar power, offshore drilling. What did you learn?
Well, Transocean, the company that owned the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that was involved in the BP oil spill 3 years ago, they released a quarterly earnings report, which, as expected, shows the company is really doing quite well compared to its peers.
And after a major disaster like the one from 2010, how can the company be thriving?
Oil is getting more scarce, and especially with offshore drilling harder to extract. At the same time, Transocean is really good at extracting that oil. So Matthew Jarecki, he's the head of oil and gas research at Global Data Energy, he says these technologically sophisticated rigs used to drill oil wells can be worth about $500,000 a day to the company.
They benefited from this market, and they invested the resulting revenues according to what they saw as the kind of the next wave of development, which were more technically capable rigs.
And he says that's giving Transocean an edge.
So on to solar. You reported on a company that's ahead of its peers. What's unique about this company?
First Solar, Inc., which is an American solar panel maker, has been one of the top companies in a tough market. The value of solar panels has dropped in half in the past couple of years thanks to oversupply. They're just getting a lot cheaper. That's obviously bad news for companies that make and sell them. Here's Michael Barker. He's a senior analyst at NPD Solar Buzz.
Just kind of looking at the top 20 module players globally, about one-fifth to one-quarter are currently under severe financial stress.
So how has First Solar responded?
They have branched out into not just making solar equipment, but actually working with cities and utilities to develop and build solar plants. And while last week's earnings report was a bit disappointing, analysts say overall that strategy has been a good one for them.
And last week, the U.S. Department of Energy released a report that showed Iowa, among several states, now getting more than 20% of its power from wind. So that's growing. But is solar catching on similarly at all here in Iowa?
According to the Iowa Energy Center, there is quite a bit of solar potential in Iowa, especially on the western side of the state. But a spokesman last week told the Sioux City Journal that eastern Iowa is actually showing more interest in this type of energy.
Okay. And certainly something that's on the minds of a lot of Iowans is the Iowa State Fair. You've been reporting there this last week. It wraps up next weekend. Now, there's a little bit of controversy over when schools should start and how that affects things like state fairs and tourism.
Right. Under state law, Iowa schools are not supposed to go back any earlier than basically the first week of September. But in reality, it's really easy to get a waiver to start earlier than that, and all but a handful of schools do. Here's Iowa State Fair Manager Gary Slater summing up his concern.
We're losing a lot of revenue, and we're putting students that are working and teachers that are working out of the job force and out of the tourism industry back into the classrooms.
So what could be done?
The State Board of Education recently turned back one idea. That was an effort to make it harder for schools to resume early through regulation. But it's quite possible this will come up again next year in the legislature. And I should mention, it's an issue that's caused debate over the last few years in several states, among them Minnesota and Indiana in the last year or so, Georgia a couple of years ago as well.
So why are so many schools wanting to start classes earlier?
A lot of reasons. Just wanting to make sure there's time for scheduled breaks, allowing for snow days. And then a lot of communities want to align with college and university schedules in case teachers are going to grad school for continuing education or students, high school students, are getting college credits. I also spoke to a teacher in Mason City who says her advanced placement students have to take their national tests in early May. So if they start late, they're at a disadvantage. And here's Tom Downs, the executive director of the Iowa Association of School Boards. He says local schools know the needs of their students best.
And that's based on the local needs. It's not based on the state fair. It's not based on the county fair. It's not based on those kinds of issues. It's based on local issues.
And again, this is a debate that's likely to continue in Iowa.
All right, Sarah, thanks.
Thanks, Clay.
That's IPR's Sarah McCammon, who's covering business and economic news for Marketplace this summer. I'm filling in for her while she's away, and she's back in the host chair in September.